Spoilers ahead, fucknuts.
For centuries, there was harmony. The Titans were the guardians of nature. And the great apes became the protectors of humanity. We've discovered a signal. She can feel it. Kong, Godzilla, they can feel it too. Something is coming. Something even they're afraid of.
You feel like going for a ride?
Thought you'd never ask.
Just try not to swallow your tongue.
What? Is that a mini Kong?
Oh my God.
That's not just a signal. That's a call for war. What is that?
Kong can't stop this on his own.
He won't be alone.
The last time those two met up, it was almost the end of Kong.
They don't have to like each other. They just have to work together.
Now I have seen everything.
We've made some minor augmentations.
Oh.
Hello, Pose.
Hello.
Welcome back to Spoiled It.
Spoiled It.
Where we go into a spoiler review slash discussion of all the latest movies and shows that are coming out nowadays. This week, we got Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Yes. And this is quite a treat, I think, for you, because I know you're a huge Godzilla fan.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, none of the legendaries as much, but overall, yeah. They're fun. Great, like, Godzilla's everything else.
It's like I was saying to you at the beginning of when we saw this, I was like, it's kind of interesting. Like, I feel like this is the quickest we've gotten, like, a sequel to something, because Godzilla Minus One was, like, what, November or December?
Well, it's not a sequel to Minus One. Minus
I know, One's but, like, we're just seeing Godzilla in, like, two things. Like,
you mean we've gotten more constant Godzilla?
Yeah, just the franchise overall, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we had Monarch 2 and right in between.
Two theatrical movies. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and a Monarch series, man.
We don't talk about that.
My head.
Even though we're going to have to with this review, because this is some bullshit.
Oh my God. That's
supposedly in this universe, and... I'm kind of glad they omitted it, but at the same time, it's like they are not following any sort of plan or anything.
Monarch's just not going along canon. With it. I consider this movie canon. No, over the other, over fucking Monarch. Monarch was garbage. Fuck. I'll die on that hill.
Well, I guess for anyone wondering, because we did review Monarch, no returning things from Monarch here. Besides that, what is it called? The realm or whatever.
You mean the Hollow Earth?
Hollow Earth.
Well, that's always been it.
But they had that in a
Monarch stole that from the other movies. Monarch didn't think of it. It stole it and then bullshitting, creating new... Anyway,
time travel, guys.
Even though there's no... No, that doesn't happen. That never happened in the other movies. Monarch, why are you making these stupid rules?
They didn't do that
rules?
Here, either.
These stupid baked rules that don't make sense. Anyway, this is not a Monarch review. Even though I'd
but
love
no
to hate
no returning characters or anything, even though supposedly they're, like, in the same universe.
Well, no shit, they're not. I don't think they ever intended to. It's like any other series.
I don't
like,
know. I just thought they were doing,
thing.
Like...
You never see
they,
characters
I thought they
the
were
same.
Doing, like, trying to do, like, an MCU sort of thing
no.
here. Like,
oh, hell
Because it's,
no.
like, they're sequels in Godzilla Kong and stuff like that. I just thought they had a plan, maybe.
No.
But they don't have a plan.
No, they didn't have a plan.
They're going with it each movie,
it's
basically.
Just, they literally just mooched off the Godzilla title. That's all Monarch is, and just like throwing a
no, I'm saying,
shitty monster every once
I'm saying
in a while.
Just the Monarch, this universe or whatever.
I was about to say, if you call it the Monarch universe, I'm going to slap you.
What is it called? The Legacy universe or something like that, right?
Legendary.
Yeah.
Legendary.
Yeah, they're definitely weaker. But what did you think of this one?
I mean, it might have helped a little bit more just because I had low expectations for this ever since
Same.
Godzilla versus King Kong movie. But
that was a disappointment.
Like this is. It's a very mediocre movie. Very mediocre. But it's a stupid fun. Like I say, if you're going there for essentially monsters fighting each other, there's more of that. I think there's more of that in this movie than the other legendary Godzillas.
And the story here really isn't anything to like be wowed by, and I don't think anyone ever expects that of a Godzilla or Kong movie.
Yeah,
but
these legendary ones.
Yeah,
no.
it is appreciated, I think, though. But yeah, it's terrible in this. I would say, kind of, it seemed very much like. Things being thrown together almost, like, or just, like, characters almost being like, well, now we're doing this, and fucking basically, I don't know, I just got permission somehow to fucking go to Hollow Earth or whatever.
Oh, that fellow, you mean Bernie? Or was it the Bernie fellow that they just let in?
Yeah, just stuff like that. They're just very loose with it, you know? And it's just...
Funny enough, Bernie's still one of my favorite characters. Or I'm like, I wouldn't say favorite, I say loosely favorite, because all the other characters are very bland, unoriginal, basically cutouts.
I liked like a lot of the characters in this, but it was mainly because of the performances. I think
it's because
I think the characters are very like just generically written, kind of like we talked about. They're not really memorable, but if any, and because of that, maybe you like a certain actor or something like that, you might like someone else more. I did like Bernie's character. I just thought it was weird when you told me they were in the last one, him and that the main character chick. I was like, they were? What?
I would say he's more as a side character in the other one, but yeah.
But yeah, so in this one it's the for the plot, it's basically Godzilla and Kong basically having to team up against this new threat in the Hollow Earth.
Lanky Kong. Lanky Kong the Slave Master, that's what he was. But
yeah, that was an interesting villain. He was kind of ruthless, but like, I don't know. Like, I thought they were going in the sort of like Planet of the Apes shit with that almost.
I thought really similarly too. It felt like God of War with the relationship between King Kong and the little baby thing mixed with fucking just Planet of the Apes. I'm like, what the f-?
It's not really
it's a weird mix.
Know what else it weirdly reminded me of? And this is, I can't really say too much because it was only this one scene, but that like frozen monster thing, the frozen creature they had in this.
Yeah.
That reminded me kind of like Ghostbusters Frozen Empire because they really had that beach scene and it was like the fucking frozen coming in or whatever. And I was like, I literally just saw this a week ago. What the fuck?
Hell? Okay, you're not the only one who thought the same thing. I just didn't want to say anything during the thing. I'm like, I just wanted to make a joke. Oh, look, dude, it's Ghostbusters.
Like, what the fuck?
I just saw that movie.
That was weird, yeah.
I mean,
deja vu.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't intended, but just kind of funny that
like
they
Ghostbusters
got
released. Had the set, and then they fucking got off. And they're like, hey, we still have some extras here.
Someone's just peeking in there. That's good. That's good shit. Right? Come on. Let's include that.
Wouldn't be surprised, honestly.
That'd be fucking funny.
The fact that we both thought it. But yeah,
this
I thought the... What is that villain's name? I'll have to look at that real
Lanky
quick.
Lanky Kong? The Lanky Kong one?
Yeah.
Scar Master?
Scar, was that it or something?
Yeah, it was like Scar Master, I think they called
him. Just copied fucking Lion King?
No, not Scar. Scar Master. Oh, he's the Scar master of scars.
Didn't they say he was like a Mad King, name, Mad King or some shit that's been around for
well,
a while?
He was a Mad King, but I guess his Scar Master's his name. I'm like, oh. I don't know what his little bitch boy, the frozen dragon creature thing was, but
yeah,
his little frozen dinosaur.
I think we talked about that with like Monarch a bit, like just the stupid creatures they had in that were very generic. That kind of just reminded me of that, like where I was like, this creature's kind of just like generic ice monster.
It felt like,
it's like a dinosaur ice monster thing. I was like, what the fuck?
I mean, personally, I think it was like bootleg. It's like it's essentially when someone says, I want Godzilla and King Kong. It's like, we got Godzilla and King Kong at home. Godzilla and King Kong at home. And it's these fuckers. It's literally discount King Kong and discount Godzilla.
Yeah.
It's Godzilla that walks on four legs and shoots ice, essentially, in King Kong if he was a real piece of shit. And also lost a lot of weight and lot less muscle. Holy fuck.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan of that villain, but they did have some good like action scenes with it.
Oh yeah.
So
the action was
fun. I guess
fun.
That's what we're pretty much looking for here, and that he did have some cool action sequences.
Yeah, it's essentially the story starts with King Kong looking. He's like, oh, my people like me, more apes I thought were extinct. Well, and then they turn out to be real douche canoes.
We got to tell the audience, we were a little fucking confused at the beginning because fucking we saw it in 3D.
Oh, in the 3D.
And
the 3D
was fucking dog shit at the beginning for some reason. Like it was out of focus or something, the camera.
Someone definitely had to complain and they had to fix it after.
We saw other people literally like taking off their glasses though. Like, what the hell?
Everyone's just like, yeah, I like how we're doing it. I'm looking over. Everyone else is doing it too. They're like,
someone's gonna go out there and tell someone like,
yeah, I would have been so mad if they did not fix it. I think my
I know. That's what, remember I was looking at the showings. I was like, there's a 3:30.
There's only 3D today. Fuck.
It's a 3:30 showing. We could go to that. Fuck. This is ass. But yeah, then it quickly after like. 5 minutes, 4 minutes.
We didn't miss anything. It was just King Kong hunting and killing some animals or some more creatures and eating.
Yeah, it did not hurt the plot, really.
No. It was just an intro. Just an intro scene. Then it goes back into focus when Monarch's basically just explaining, Hollow Earth, we have a base now in the Hollow Earth. And then
there was a lot of exposition shit in this, too.
I think it actually, surprisingly, I think there was a bit less than in other movies.
At least at the beginning, I felt like there was a lot.
Yeah, they did. It was more in the beginning where they started just listing off, because the daughter, now all her tribe up on Skull Island somehow died, and they had to explain it through like a documentary
was that daughter in the last one?
Yeah, or she was in Skull Island.
Oh, that Skull Island movie?
Yeah,
she was
in Skull Island.
What the hell?
She was a little girl in that Kong liked.
Huh.
And she wasn't, I think, Godzilla versus Godzilla versus King Kong. Also, she was in there. Yes,
huh?
I believe she was in that. I don't think she had as big of a role, but she was, I think, in there.
God, I wish I could remember these characters. I really do.
Very, very forgettable characters.
Yeah.
Like I said, the only one I remember from the last one is Bernie.
Yeah, and I like that actor too.
I think Bernie was also in some of the other ones too.
Did you know that actor? He's Miles Morales' dad in the Spider-Verse movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Brian
went from that to being like a conspiracy nut in these.
Brian Tyree Henry.
Huh. Well, I liked his character. He's like the smart conspiracy type, but then like everyone's like, no one believes me. What the fuck?
And then we had the Rebecca Hall returning character too. And then the new character, Dan Stevens, which was funny because we kind of had like different viewpoints on him. And I think I just have a opinion because I like him from Legion and stuff like that. And like we said, these characters are so generically written that like I did see he was kind of like a weak character, but I was like, I feel like if it was any other actor playing this, I would fucking hate this character. And like, it's only because it's him and he has some charm that like fucking, maybe it's somewhat working for me. But like, yeah, I did think that's the mosquito scene was stupid and stuff.
Mosquito scene, I think him having a weird fucking fourth, like sixth sense thing of things just out. we can't go this way. We can't go this way. We gotta go back.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, it's like, we can't go this way. This isn't our scene. The other guy, and then you see the other guy. What the fuck are you talking about, you hippy dippy fuss? And then he just gets eaten by a tree.
I kind of appreciated that though, because I feel like it's always that thing in movies when you're like yelling at them, like fucking do it, like, well, like, just run, like. But, and I didn't feel like it was overkill with that or anything.
No, I mean, like, for me, it's just kind of stupid. It was more the stupid idea that he just has those little six. I get, like, if you have a weird feeling, like, something's not right, I get that happens. But, like, rarely do people ever really, like, actually go through with it, or they'll be more cautious instead of just full out saying, oh, let's turn back.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. But other than that, he was very weirdly... He was an odd fellow at times.
He was.
But other than that, like, I guess he's okay. Now he's not like a terrible character. It's just more like weirdly annoying because he's someone I can never imagine being a real person.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like he would be a really annoying character if it was like anyone else. And like, maybe for some people, he's just going to seem annoying because that's like, I think that's supposed to kind of be the intention of the character. But
I think they were trying to make him cool, personally.
You think?
I think that's what they're trying to go for. He's a cool, laid-back, chill bro.
Honestly. So that dude said he was like Ace Ventura. Like, yeah. Some shit, like, called him out. Like,
granted,
something like that.
I kind of agreed with him when he called him Ace Ventura. I'm like, dude, it does actually look like Ace Ventura dressed up like him, too. Now, fuck, I cannot see it. But then he got eaten by tree. Then that guy got eaten by a tree, which, honestly, I'm fine with, too. I didn't like him either.
Yeah, I knew that shit was going to happen in that scene. Like, he was just going to get eaten or something.
Honest to God, I thought he was going to be the guy who was, you find out, was trolling Bernie's character online that he kept complaining about trolls. The people are just making fun of me, especially this one troll called Ghidorah Stan, blah, blah, like 93 or whatever it was. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's like that Avengers Endgame one. Trollmaster or whatever.
Yeah,
And people had theories about that. Who it was.
I was imagining that it was going to go something similar to that, but all right, it was going to get revealed that fucks the asshole is actually the troll and Bernie. But no, they just killed him off instead. He was just a person to die.
What did you think of like the pacing of this movie? Like, you think like the pacing was pretty good? It's like an hour and 55 minutes, but there was no post credit scene.
I think it was okay. Yeah. So like a lot of the like the big action is more saved towards the end, like the final half.
Definitely.
Or final third, maybe, or something like that. But it was still, it was a good action, so I wasn't too complaining about it. Yeah, I was more interested also and happy that they were going over more of the Hollow Earth lore, like,
it seemed better in this out of, like, Monarch, Godzilla versus like, Kong 1. I thought this was the best use of Hollow Earth yet.
Yes, I agree, and there's more environments other than just fucking stupid
out of those
floaty
three
rocks.
Things we just listed, I think it's the strongest out of those three things, too.
Yeah, and, like, one of the complaints I had about Monarch, it has potential to do a lot of things. Like I said, in Godzilla lore, there are fucking people that live underneath the Earth, the Mole Men, essentially, but...
They did have pretty good world building.
They worship Megalon, but
like
that's
the
a
world
different
building
story.
Was a lot better in this one.
Yeah. And in this one, they have the tribe that worships Mothra, and the other ones being the ones that are underground, the civilization underground.
Was Mothra in that King of the Monsters one or whatever? Was Mothra in any of these yet?
Mothra was in the very first one, man.
Really?
The very first one, yeah. Remember?
I thought that was like Muto or some shit like that.
No, well, the Muto were the enemies. Mothra and Godzilla teamed up to fight the Muto.
In the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't even remember that, dude.
Mothra dies after sacrificing herself to, and dies.
I do not even remember.
And this
that.
Is the, in this.
So Mothra hasn't been it since Godzilla, the very first one.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go.
Pretty shit. Sure. I thought it was that King of the Monsters.
Wait, no, you're right. No, it was King of the Monsters. Yeah. I'm thinking of. Fuck, I'm dumb. My bad. My mistake.
That's what. I thought it was because I was like, I thought Mothra was in that one because I felt like the first one didn't really have like.
Once again,
a
but
recognizable
Mothra
kind of
did
one.
Die in that one too, or died in that one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But like, I forgot the main purpose of Mothra in that one was basically just fending off Rodan after Ghidorah kicked Rodan's ass and made Rodan its bitch. But yeah, in this one it was Mothra 2. New
Mothra's back.
Yes. The ring went kind of makes sense. Mothra does that in the other Godzillas. Just keeps getting like reincarnated as its babies. essentially.
And Mothra's like pretty cool in this, but not really used.
Doesn't
much.
Do much yeah. at all.
Kind of shoots webs and like does a Spider-Man support. So there's a Spider-Man support system for Kong and Godzilla in their fight.
You're right.
I'm gonna web you to this rock or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, just it's like the all the side character apes that are also supposed to be helping Lanky Kong, and but Mothra's just, you know, tangling them up.
We're just calling him Lanky Kong.
They literally were getting the Spider-Man treatment.
He's literally Lanky Kong.
Really is Lanky Kong.
It has the same look.
It's long. It's Lanky Kong after that. What was it? Did Joel Haver skit where Lanky Kong has a bad day and goes through the Joker arc?
Go through the Joker arc.
Yes.
Some of his poses and stuff were like Joker, like the way he was like posing and stuff. That
dude, I was kind of digging
like,
that
with the knife and stuff.
Like when you're first seeing him, he's just like posing in his chair.
Yeah.
Like, he's strutting it.
No, I thought he was a pretty decent villain, honestly, because yeah. they can't talk or anything. But he had a little bit more character. It was a little goofy, but at the same time, it just kind of worked. Especially since, kind of like Joker, like. You almost wonder how they're going to be in combat, and this thing's actually kind of a badass in combat. Or, like, it's very capable, at least.
It was really weird how they was controlling that creature with that crystal for them.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
I didn't either.
No, I pointed with the crystal towards that other fucking
It hurts
crystal.
You. Back!
You,
back!
You shoot your fucking frozen shit at that
back
now.
Back the fuck off!
Yeah, that didn't make any sense.
No, it didn't really make much sense. Well, you know what? Whatever. Fuck.
But this doesn't hold a fucking candle to Godzilla that we haven't talked about that just won an Oscar. -1.
I think we did talk about that, I thought.
We did talk about it, but like not this review yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fucking this. I thought that movie was so much better than this one.
Dude, that was the best Godzilla movie come out in fucking years, bro. Like that, I think that's like that's definitely been the best one. Like, since I want to say Final Wars at the very least. I mean, Shin Godzilla was really good too, but I mean, this was better than Shin Godzilla.
Didn't you say that's like in your top three or like your favorite probably?
Shin Godzilla's in my top three, so is Godzilla Final Wars, and then
-1.
And -1 right now, I think, is probably number one.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. If just for a pure movie, it is number one. Final Wars is also very close just because it's essentially just a love. It's a Godzilla love where he's fighting every monster he's fought. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked.
In there.
Getting sidetracked again. Fuck.
No, it's okay. It's consistent with the Godzilla talk.
Godzilla. Yes.
He wasn't really in this much though.
It was basically most of the movie for Godzilla. Godzilla scenes were basically just him going from place to place, just collecting radiation and charging up for the fucking big battle he was anticipating.
Yeah.
And then going purple. I like the idea of him just going to this other monster's literal house and just like, knock, knock, I need your energy. Fucking the serpent creature's like, what the? Or it's I think it's called Tiamat. They named it something Tiamat. But
oh,
like,
when he got the pink powers?
Yeah, it's like, but remember the dragon is attacking? The dragon like has the best spot for radiation energy or like fucking energy absorption.
Chernobyl or something?
What?
Was that Chernobyl or something?
No. It's like, remember, it was in the ocean.
Oh, okay. It was because there was that underwater fight. That
it's essentially
badass.
Like something to do with the, it was like some, if I remember, like the polar, like the magnets or whatever it is, some science BS reason why all the energy basically goes right there, or most of it goes right there, so he can absorb most of the stuff. And then Godzilla just comes into this guy who just got dibs first on the place. It was like, bitch, I'm taking your energy. What the fuck?
Dude, what the hell?
What the hell, bro? And just literally destroys him.
I haven't had an underwater fight in a bit. Do this.
Rips him up fucking pieces and then just moves into his new house like a fucking squatter. Fuck.
I'm absorbing all of it and I'm leaving again.
I'm going to destroy this place. I'm just taking all your energy just so I can fuck up the other guy underground who's pissing me off. You kind of think of it like that. That kind of made Godzilla feel like a real piece of shit.
Yeah, I know. So, what'd you think of that plot with the with the people from Skull Island?
Oh, that the Skull Island are
the clan.
Yeah. The clan? Oh, it's the clan. Hot. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
What the hell were they called again?
Oh my god, what was it? Something with the W. Fuck the Klan. The Klan. The tribe, whatever. The something tribe.
Skull Island tribe.
But I guess
I didn't understand that entirely. There was just like a group of them in the Hollow Earth living there now. Like,
I think some of the implication from the sounds of it, since that humans came from the Hollow. It could be also that they just went to the Hollow Earth and that's where they stay. I kind of like the implication or the idea at least that the humans actually came from the Hollow Earth and we just fucking went through a portal essentially. We just went through portals and reached to the surface after. But I don't think it is.
Maybe they're gonna go there in the future installment.
I mean, that would be cool. I told you these would be ideas Monarch could have went into, but no. Monarch decides to waste its bullshit on the worst asshole characters and some weird time bullshit. Some time bullshittery that doesn't make sense. God damn it.
Why?
You could have went into cool tribes and discovering ancient civilizations under the Hollow Earth, but no. You waste your fucking opportunity. Could it at least like maybe used like B-listed fucking monsters at the very least into your fucking story, but no, fuck that. Make completely original but also non-original monsters for your show. Fuck off.
Anyway. Oh, and then there was the inclusion of Mini Kong in this.
Oh, yeah, little Mini Kong.
Diddy Kong.
Oh my god, it is Diddy Kong. Donkey Kong and Diddy.
Well, like
Kong.
I said, the youth God of War. Oh my god, this is pretty much
boy. It literally was.
King Kong's got a fucking axe like Kratos and a beard.
Oh my god. Dude, it looked just like Kratos and fucking. And the way he talked to the little Kong, he was like, boy, here's your food. He literally acts like the shit out of him initially, remember? I mean, Kratos kind of does that to Bud in the first movie.
Didn't he grab by the head and he was like using him as a weapon?
I was like, holy shit, I was not expecting that. Dude, I was laughing my ass off when I saw that, though. He was just using the little baby Kong to beat the shit out of the other Kong.
They're trying to make the villain look like a dick. I was like, Jesus, Kong, you're not really making yourself look too good.
Kong!
Bro.
I mean, the baby did attack him. It's self-defense. It did,
but holy shit.
King Kong went like, fuck this kid.
That was
kid.
Some kingpin shit.
He's like, you're gonna bite my thumb? Fuck you, little fuck. I'm gonna beat you. I'm gonna beat all your friends over the head with you.
Hello, little Kong was just an asshole.
He was. I mean, like, he grows on you after a while, at least. But
no, I thought that actually worked a lot better than I thought that was going to be the shittiest thing about this movie besides the human characters. I thought it was actually one of the better things I liked about this movie.
Yeah, surprisingly, it was better when it's like.
Of the comedy between kind of them, really like we were saying and stuff, too. And you expect him to just. I expected them to do it and he was going to be cute and it was for them to sell toys, but
yeah,
they actually didn't really go that route.
Yeah. Instead they went the route of essentially Lanky Kong being an asshole and killing his dad and pushing his dad into lava. That was lovely.
Yeah.
And then Kong was like, all right, fuck boy, I'm going to kill you instead. You're being a real dick. I just find out I have more Kongs and you come around killing the innocent. The weaker Kong's like a total dick. Fuck you. I'm gonna kick your ass.
Kong's a combination of all the PlayStation characters now. He's Joel.
Joel.
You killed his dad. I'm his dad now.
Oh my god. Well, looks like I'm his daddy.
But what do you want them to do with like a future installment with this? Like, do you think there's like a better direction this could go in? Like, what sort of elements would you want them to lean more into?
Guys, aliens. Bring in the aliens. I want Gigan. You know what? I want Gigan back. Every Godzilla fan
cool,
misses
like some,
Gigan.
Some more of the monsters sort of shit almost. So you get like some alien attack sort of stuff.
Dude, aliens have been like a big staple in Godzilla. There's so many aliens in Godzilla movies. It's ridiculous. Or it's always the... Because remember, we already have the setup like King Ghidorah is hinted to be an alien in the King of the Monsters one movie, and they were like, he came from another planet. I'm like, ooh, set up for aliens. No.
They've set up so much shit with this fucking, this universe, supposedly. I feel like they're not even connected, really, besides, like, the characters continuing in some of these.
Yeah, I mean, like, it is when... But, yeah, bring in Gigan, please. He needs another movie. He hasn't been in a movie since Final Wars. He's only been, like, in three movies. Bring him back! He hasn't been in anything new in a long time. He needs some love.
But yeah, I'd say overall we like this. Just kind of go in with low expectations, and I don't think you'll really be disappointed.
I'm like, if you don't like giant monster fights, skip this movie. I ain't gonna lie.
Or if you didn't like The Last Godzilla versus Kong, there's probably a good chance you might not like this one. We think it's a little bit better, but...
Yeah, never know sometimes. Yeah. We need little things. A little interesting scene, the pink Godzilla kind of looked... weird. I think they were trying to replicate the...
Yeah, I was wondering what the hell was kind of the deal with that, too. There was a whole theory of, like, Barbenheimer, because of the pink and everything.
Yeah, I know, I see. But,
nuclear power.
I think the, it's trying to reference the old Godzilla 2000 type series, or not series, movie, that had Godzilla having more pinkish spikes when he's, like, charging up.
Huh.
They were a bit more pinky, or, like, I guess I maybe a little bit light purpley, but
I didn't like the look of it as much.
Yeah, it's not the best look. This one seemed a little bit too glowy. Like Godzilla 2000's one looked a little bit more badass in the sense he's different, like the different shading to go with it, other than just super bright neon pink. Which, I mean, I'm not dissing on pink, but I'm just saying on Godzilla it's not his best flattering color. He doesn't look as slimming. Kind
of random too.
I think it's electromagnetic BS. I think hint at it because that's
their whole bullshit. That little sci-fi logic.
Because that Tiamat sense. Because Tiamat was also pink. Because he was absorbing the energy from those things.
Was he Kirby or something?
I mean, if it was Kirby, Godzilla would not have won. It's Kirby. But, damn it.
Oh, yeah, then Kong got... So, yeah.
It's
so
like, Godzilla it's just got pink the, energy.
Godzilla got pink, and then
he got
Kong
pink from
got,
eating pink energy. That's all it is, basically.
Kong got a fucking power glove from Fallout. Oh,
the power fist, yes. That was just baked. I like how it's conveniently there, too, in the fucking Hollow Earth with them in that lab that got destroyed.
Yeah, that one that they showed earlier, but then like we never even saw the inside. He was just at that place.
It got destroyed. We have no communication to the surface, but you know what we do have? Conveniently, we stored that power fist for Kong.
We have my Guardians of the Galaxy spaceship that can transport it back over to you and put it on you right now. Bro, what?
Also give you tons of drugs so you don't feel the pain from the frostbite.
This is very convenient.
Damn, Kong like got some nerve damage, frostbite, and all that shit, and they just give him a fucking power fist. I'm gonna whoop some ass.
But I honestly, I don't know. I did like this one better than those other things we mentioned.
How'd you like the
minus one? But I don't know if I really want more of this.
How'd you like the dentist scene? King Kong's dentist appointment in the beginning.
That was big. That was the start of the Guardian shit where they started playing songs. And he's dancing along to it like Chris Pratt in the first Guardian. Like, come and get your love, basically.
Dude, he's just like, fucking chilling out, dancing, grooving while he's just ripping out a tooth out of a giant ape.
And then I love my job.
Then he just throws it, and they just throw in a giant metal tooth at him, on him. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess. Guys really made a giant metal tooth for Kong pretty damn quickly.
What did you think of that whole plot of, like, the mom and the daughter? I thought, like, that was, like, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It wasn't, like, I thought it could have been really cringy, but, like, it wasn't.
It was very generic.
Too bad, actually.
But yeah.
Yeah, it was generic, but.
Honestly, everything it's fine.
Off,
I'm fine with generic as long as it's not annoying half the time.
None of the characters really annoyed me in this, which was good.
Yeah,
because I feel like that's the problem with a lot of these monster movies. The characters just suck.
I don't think they got as much screen time. I think that's why, or they were bouncing between different characters a lot of the time. Mm. You'd see a bit of these characters for a while doing their discovery, only showing up when it's something important. Then it would skip like to the surface people how they're trying to find out what the hell's happening with Godzilla as he's basically plummaging his everything around, going to France, going fucking up some nuclear power plants, absorbing all the energy radiation from that. And then after that, going to fuck with Tiamat and evict him of his house permanently. And then take all his shit and leave.
It's funny how everything recently, it seems like, is in, like, the 6 range, though. Like, I'm looking at the IMDb thing right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Not Dune. Dune's not in the...
Oh.
Better not be in the 6
Godzilla,
range.
Kong, New Empire is a 6.7. And then the first one has a 6.3. Godzilla King of the Monsters has a 6. I don't know how... I would say that one was better than Godzilla versus Kong. Hmm. But then the new Ghostbusters has a 6. I don't know. It's just, like, kind of interesting that a lot of these things have been kind of, like, mediocre recently.
Yeah, I feel that. No, I agree.
Like, a lot of the trailers before this movie, which is the longest... It was, like, 30 minutes this time of, like, ads. It's usually, like, 25 at most. Yeah, we were like, holy shit.
Movie theaters are showing a lot
and
more
all
ads
of them sucked, too,
trailers.
Pretty much.
Ugh.
All the trailers weren't that good. Like, I was like, I'm not excited for any of these things.
They're all,
really,
like, stuff we've already seen, too, like, in all the other movies we've been seeing. I think that could be it, but, yeah, you're not wrong. All the other movies kind of look shit, too. Other than good old Beetlejuice. Like, that's the only one that I like.
And they didn't spoil too much, either.
Nope.
A nice quick teaser.
Yep, that's the one I'm looking for. And, nice, quick, to the point. It's also the shortest trailer out of them all. And it's still somehow the one that hypes me up the most.
That and Furiosa look good. But
oh, yeah. Furiosa is also good. I am looking for
those. Didn't see a Deadpool trailer or anything like that.
Nope, none of that.
But, yeah, I think this is a high, like streaming. You know, like, you'd want to see it, like, on a streaming service or something. Like, probably it'd be great to watch it just then.
Yeah, if just something. If you
or,
wait for
or
it
if you
to
could,
come out and
or stream. If you have Regal Unlimited or, like, a movie pass thing at a theater, I think it's a good one to see. But I don't know if I would pay to see this in IMAX. Or we saw it in IMAX in 3D, and it was not, like, extremely impressive or anything. Like, you could watch this at home.
Yeah, honestly. I agree with that.
And sometimes it would even look better because they have 4K and stuff at home and stuff, too. So this would probably look great at a home theater and everything if you have a pretty solid one.
I still don't... The one thing that still doesn't make sense to me is how Monarch has a better rating right now than this than
Monarch
this
has a better rating than, like, any of these movies.
I don't...
Looks,
it's,
like,
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why. It's a stupid fucking series. Anyone who thinks it's a good series, you're wrong. I'm sorry. You're wrong. I'm not sorry.
I want it to move in this direction.
Ah, fuck you, dude. Fuck.
Even though all the creatures, sucked in it, and they had the shittiest inclusion of Kong and fucking
the shittiest characters I've fucking seen in a movie in a long ass time. Oh my god,
they were just included so poorly in there. Godzilla and Kong.
Godzilla, yeah. Godzilla only shows up a few little bits for the experiment stuff in the middle. And then essentially the end where he beats up a generic-looking dragon monster.
And I think that's kind of what slightly disappointed me about this.
Kong's
like,
just in 2 seconds.
I felt like Godzilla got a little sidelined in this one.
It felt more of a Kong movie than a Godzilla movie. I will agree with that.
But I still did like it better than Godzilla versus Kong. And we even did get kind of a rematch, too, which was cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, solid movie.
Oh, that was
you
the one.
Know, you pretty much know what you're getting.
That was also Mothra's job, just breaking up the fight as Godzilla's about to fucking kill King Kong for a fucking bit. She's like, oh, fuck. And Mothra's like, stop fucking fighting. God. And then Godzilla fucking, it's like he has the look of a guy who just got his girlfriend back. Yes. My queen. It's just Simpzilla. Fuck.
God damn it, Godzilla.
Oh, that Bugussy's got me acting up. God damn it.
They should have had a special Godzilla Kong popcorn bucket.
God damn it. Are you reaching in a Mothra's mouth?
It's a power glove.
It's a power glove.
Power fist.
Honestly, that's not the worst idea. I think I've seen worse.
It's like Hulk hands, basically. People are wearing them.
I feel like it'd be reaching to Godzilla's mouth, but I feel like it's going to be another Dune situation a little bit.
But, yeah, I'd say, you know, go in with low expectations.
Yep. You're in for just a stupid
action movie.
Yeah, just a dumb action monsters fighting each other movie with good graphics. Yeah, go for it.
We can't even, like, the complaints we almost have, you can't even really give, because, like, we should have expected it, or, like, you should expect that from these legendary ones now. But,
yeah, exactly.
So if you don't, if you haven't liked them, not your cup of tea, probably, but if you've been liking them, I think this is one of the better ones. It's definitely better than the last Godzilla Kong,
the first one. Yeah, for sure. It's definitely better than Monarch, as I'll say again.
and again
until I'm fucking tired of it. Until
they cancel it and it never gets a season two.
Burn it!
But any other thoughts on this one, my friend?
I think that roughly covers most of it. There was did you want to talk about the fight scene at the end real quick or nah?
Sure.
Just
the one with the
tag team at the very end, yeah.
We got Mothra, Godzilla, King Kong, Baby Kong.
Oh, versus... yeah, in the first half of the fight, yeah, where they're still in the Hollow Earth and versus fight floating
Lanky
everywhere.
Kong.
And
the dinosaur monster that spits fucking ice out of it.
Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. That's literally what this plot was. Fuck, damn it.
How are they discovering all my influences for this movie?
No, Nintendo, we're gonna sue. We're gonna sue you for that. No, wait.
I think they should get like a different director for like the next installment of this though, because this Adam Wingard guy has done this one and the last one, the first Godzilla Kong. I think they should get like a different director to take on this series.
Honestly, I think it's these ones have been a lot more goofy too. I think maybe that's dragging it, like the really lame goofy humor.
What I kind of liked about the first one is it kind of like was more serious.
Yeah,
you know, even if it was flawed. I like that it was like a more realistic take almost. Like,
Like, I'm not going to lie, the character in the first one was very bland and boring.
Oh, totally.
But I think that's just, that was mostly also, it was a really shitty story. I mean, in a way, or it was a very, I mean, it had some interesting moments, but they just did a kind of shit follow through, I think. Especially since they did focus on
It's kind of like Man of Steel,
guy.
Like with fucking Henry Cavill. Like, I feel like they didn't expect that to spawn a universe. It just was planned to be a solo thing. And maybe. Then they were like, oh, let's actually make this like the start of this.
Yeah, it was probably that.
It seems
fuck,
like kind of a change in
this.
Tone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe it's like the Marvel fucking effect where every movie these days has to have like some stupid, goofy humor.
I think it is. And that's what I was saying about the James Gunn-ish effect with this. I think it has like that James Gunn Marvel, because that's what Marvel tries to do with everything. It's like they try to make everything like James Gunn's Guardians, basically.
I think you might like, you make, might have more have of a comedy. Point that I was thinking earlier. Yeah. I think I am really realizing that, especially with the humor. But they suck at it. Yeah, they suck at it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing. They have shitty humor. It's like they're trying to do his humor, but they suck at it.
I know. Because like Peacemaker too, like Peacemaker. He can do PG-13 and he can do R shit.
I was about to say, I like Peacemaker.
And this was PG-13, but I just feel like this. I don't even get why this was PG-13. This could have been PG to me.
You're not wrong. It could have definitely been just PG, to be honest. I don't think I saw anything.
Besides monster, like.
What, monster blood?
Yeah, monster blood or something like that. But I don't know.
That's not even much monster blood, to be honest. Hell, the way they kill the main bad guy at the end is literally just break him to pieces in ice.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Spoilers.
Spoiled it.
But fucking spoiled it, bro. Yeah, it's the name of the game.
Other than that, still not really much else, to be honest.
Yeah, it was. I just feel like there's. It's not like Marvel. You can talk about like where they're gonna go with this because not really a plan. They just are going with the flow of each one.
They just got rid of some of the stupid fucking humor, I think might help it a lot too.
Oh, that too.
Just
I'm like, change in director, please.
Yes. Like, I would say, like I said, I think the similar thing I said to Monarch, just focus on like the bit more seriousness. You can have one, like a single like comic relief, but not make everyone weirdly...
Oh yeah, like everything kind of has that. It's not that you can't not have
it,
comedy
just don't make
in
it. Overly goofy, like
yeah, but not everyone has to be comedic if it's not supposed to be a comic. You know,
it's like it just doesn't feel right to me. It's odd, but if they did that, focused more on the company rather than like the personal people's lives. Because honestly, fuck, I just want and think of a better story. Just think of a.
I feel like it's weird. Like where I feel like they should. It's kind of weird now to me that like people should be in awe of these things and like scared of them, but like they just kind of like aren't even afraid to stand right next to Kong or Godzilla or something. Possibly have them kill. You know. They're like superheroes in this legendary in these legendary ones.
Oh yeah, that's kind of how they. I'm like, what was it? They say stupid. King Kong is the defender of humanity, and yeah. then Godzilla is literally just the guardian of nature. I'm like, okay,
he's his best bro.
They really
hate him. Ran side by side in this one, like in like him Rocky and Apollo Creed did.
Just fucking
they're bros now. They're going to have Thanksgiving dinner together and shit.
Maybe Godzilla just had to get some bitches again like he did. He's got a new girl.
Maybe that explains why Godzilla was in fucking Monarch. He was looking for Kong. That's why he went through that portal.
He's just been looking my bro for Kong? Him. Where's that little fuck? I don't know. But yeah, they just fixed it up a bit. It could definitely be something. Get some more like you could literally make a better story with some of the stuff from the old movies and just turn it into a more like good movie. It's easy. You can
know what else is weird.
Hire
me
as a director. Fuck you guys. Fuck.
Why don't they? Why is it? I feel like usually I wouldn't suggest this, but why don't they do the Sony thing where like Sony always stuffs the movies with villains or whatever, like too many. Like Spider-Man 3 or Amazing Spider-Man 2. Yeah. They just, and then this villain's in it, and this villain's in it, and everything. And it's just like, why not do that? Because in these movies, the villains don't, they can't, they don't talk. They're fucking creatures.
Mm.
Like, why not overstuff one? That's, I think, probably, it sounds like that's kind of like maybe why you like King of the Monsters the best out of all of these, or like one of the best out of all of these, because of the action scenes. And just, that one had the most monsters, I think, out of any of them.
It
right?
did have a good amount of monsters. I think it was also like the monsters in that felt more menacing. In that, I think
it did have really good action scenes.
I mean, like even like the scenery, like Ghidorah coming out of the ice, actually was kind of creepy. You're like, what the? And everyone was actually freaked out by it too. You're like, yeah, that would freak the shit out of me too. Giant fucking snake creature coming out of the fucking ice. The storm that's like the Rodan versus Ghidorah, like Ghidorah fucking Ghidorah whooping Rodan's ass was a menace. Even like Rodan coming out of the fucking volcano actually looked cool.
Mm.
Yeah, it looked I thought it looked cooler. Had some, and stuff. I'm like, it got a little weak. Funny enough, it got a little bit weaker at the end, only because that honestly the human element in that ending, like the humans are actually doing something worthwhile. Mm. It's fucking a little bit dumb to me.
Dude, I just feel like they've always kind of been, like, sort of dumb in a lot of these.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree.
Just like, generic writing, and that's why, like, someone like Godzilla Minus One, you were like, wow, these are actually, like, good characters.
Yeah,
or,
it was
like, relatable
actually,
characters.
The monsters were also horrifying. Godzilla was horrifying. Yeah. He felt like a giant monster that destroys everything. And I guess I think they said the second one is actually going to be Godzilla versus a monster, funny enough, in the next.
Of minus one?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think they may.
Well, I'm fucking pumped for that.
Yeah,
fucking,
I know. I'm like, if that's true.
They should just end
I'm
the
intrigued.
Fucking legendary ones and just keep it going with that.
Yeah, fuck it. Bring in the minus.
Think, do you think we're just going to keep getting Godzilla Kongs, or do you think it's going to go back to like a solo movie with one of them at some point or some shit?
I don't know. I think they're just going to keep doing the team up.
That's what I feel like. Yeah,
which that's a little weak for me. I think.
I know.
I think that's
just such a cash grab.
Yeah,
obvious cash grab.
Honestly, like you, I agree. I think Skull Island was a really good one. If they did want another like solo King Kong one, that's similar, I guess, maybe to Skull Island feel. Though I guess all the feel of Skull Island's kind of gone too, because like Skull Island is essentially explorers. Finding a whole new like land type thing, it felt actually kind of creepy with going these giant bugs everywhere. And
Skull
stuff
Island
like that.
Is way more awesome and creepy and fucking just cool than this.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of guys. It's a bunch of people going through like a bunch of soldiers and stuff, just getting trapped in a fucking island full of where they're no longer on the top of the food chain, which felt
it had
pretty
a mysterious
dope.
Element to it too, where it was like off the grid, like kind of like you were just fucked when you were there too.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Escape almost, you know.
Agreed.
I don't know. It was just really cool, and I just think this whole Hollow Earth concept was actually kind of cool, but they kind of just dropped the ball. And like, I mean, they did a better job, like we said, with world building with this one. And but like before this, it just was just completely stupid almost, and like didn't really like have much of a reason to exist to me.
Other than it's just a place where monsters come from.
Yeah, that was the big thing, where we can do fight scenes basically. Mm-hmm. So, and I was just like, why aren't you using Skull Island? Like, what?
I mean, like, why isn't the Hollow Earth basically a giant Skull Island?
Or just that. Instead, they're just, yeah. It's feels weird. Like a giant. It's like Doctor Strange fucking Skull Island, basically.
Yeah, like.
Where they can run on the fucking ceiling and shit. I don't know.
Honestly, I thought, like, I thought the idea of Monarch akin to the series would have been them exploring the Hollow Earth. That would have been a way better series. Because every episode would feel like Skull Island, essentially, where it's actually humans just going around this fucking shitty-ass fucking jungle of giant monsters and bugs and everywhere and shit, and exploring but discovering. That would have been cool!
Yeah.
But now we get a shitty story line about some... I'm getting sidetracked again, Monarch. Fuck. Anyway, anything else about Godzilla, X-Kong, we
should talk about? No, not that I can really think of. yeah, I think that's pretty much everything, Pose. But thank you for tuning in to this episode of Spoiled It, and we'll see you on the next one.
Later.
Peace, Pose.